Welcome back. Let's read from the Passion Translation, Ephesians 6:12 through 18. Your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, but with the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are a powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. Because of this, you must wear all the armor that God provides so that you're protected as you confront the slanderer. For you are destined for all things and will rise victorious. Put on truth as a belt to strengthen you to stand in triumph. Put on holiness as the protective armor that covers your heart. Stand on your feet, alert. Then you'll always be ready to share the blessings of peace. In every battle, take faith as your wraparound shield, for it is able to extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from the evil one. Embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance, like a helmet to protect your thoughts from lies, and take the mighty razor-sharp spirit sword of the spoken word of God. Pray passionately in the spirit as you constantly intercede with every form of prayer at all times. Pray the blessings of God upon all his believers. Our spiritual formation verse comes from Isaiah 26:16. O Lord, in distress they sought you. They poured out a prayer when your chastening was on them. This verse comes from a whole song of praise, a patient knowing of the complete freedom devoted followers of God long to celebrate. In this particular verse, prayer is offered in chastening, which means having a restraining or humbling effect. The Lord was disciplining them and they were prayerful. The Lord's discipline was reminding them of the grace and goodness of his love. Their spirits were exhausted from stubborn rebellion, and with gratitude, they realized their need for a good and loving God. Let's humbly proclaim he is good.
Hello, my name is Preslin. I am a senior and have attended the school since first grade. This week's attribute is God is good. The definition is one who is virtuous, excellent, and upright. There are three verses today. Psalms 25:8, the Lord is good and upright. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust in him.
Father, we praise you for being good. We praise you for your virtuousness, for being upright and excellent. Lord, we thank you for instructing us sinners in your way. We thank you for humbling us and bringing us back to you, Lord, when we stray. We thank you for your goodness that covers us, that laid down its life for us. And we thank you that you are a strong refuge when trouble comes and that you are close to us because you are good. We want to pray scripture about this attribute over our loved ones. In the long silent pause, say the name of whoever the Holy Spirit is guiding you to pray for. We're praying from Psalm 119:68. Teach your decrees, Lord, you are good, and what you do is good.
This week we pray for treatment of others. May teachers, staff, and students have respect for one another at our school and offer encouragement, building others up according to their needs.
Our concluding question for this week, what do we learn from Israel's prophets? No human philosophy can fully enlighten the mind or cure the heart. The prophets to Israel delivered God's message and pointed ahead to a divine prophet who would not only explain, but embody his word. Look at Isaiah 6:8-9, Jeremiah 1:4-10, Ezekiel 2:3-4, John 1:14, Ephesians 4:11-13. May the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Have a blessed week. For more info on concluding questions, check out the book by Trevin Wax and Thomas West, The Gospel Way Catechism.